driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. I was driving home from Sholo Thursday night.
You harness your inner fog hat?
Both the windows were down, and this was on.
Is this fog hat?
I think it is.
No.
This
no.
is golden earring.
Golden earring.
Radar love.
What's the fog hat one?
Been Mountain? Driving all night, my hands are wet on the wheel.
That's this one.
That's this one. Okay, well, I don't know. I don't know, but absolutely a beautiful drive home from Sholo Thursday night. Ended up pulling in the driveway about 9:30, windows down. It was absolutely delicious the entire way. All right, we were talking about storm chasers a little while earlier. We invited people to call, and they have. We have several people who are
Slow
waiting
ride
to get in.
Is the fog hat song I was thinking of. Slow ride on.
I don't know. I'll have to take your word for it. I always thought that song was fog hat. I thought it was the only song that Foghat ever did that I knew about, but I was obviously wrong.
That's the one I was thinking about. All right. Lori in Fountain Hills is first on the line, so let's see what we can do to help her out this morning.
Good morning, Miss Lori. Why isn't it lit up?
Okay, no.
Good
we
morning,
got Ed
Miss Lori.
On the line. This is Ed. We're going to try and start this all over. Let's do this. Lori.
There she is.
There I am.
Hey,
yes,
I've got you now, darling.
Hi, boo-boos. Oh, I haven't been called darling for a while. I love that. Oh, my gosh. You cats are great. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
It's been a long time since I've been called a cat.
I'm dating myself, but I'm a do-it-yourself girl, and I do all kinds of stuff around the house. I'm pretty handy.
Okay.
I've never called in before, but have learned an awful lot from you.
Thank you.
And my plant stuff, my garden stuff still stinks, but I listen to it anyway. I don't do so hot, but you give good tips. Thank you. We live in Fountain Hills, and the earthquakes last year, there were three, one bigger one, but two other small ones. We felt all three of them up on the mountain we're on in Fountain Hills.
Interesting.
We're near Shea and Saguaro.
Okay.
Sorry, my voice is a little nuts. And so we've had cracks, and I mean, our neighbors, all of us have, you know, foundation cracks and things like everybody else was settling and that. And even so much that we had a pipe break underneath my mom's shower going
wow.
between the shower to the pipe, had to have that.
Okay.
Last year, and that's
okay.
the only thing we can think of. It was a pretty good boomer for us.
Yeah, I guess it was. Okay.
So I'm telling you, the last week or two, with the last 2 weeks, at night, we are getting some really loud, cracks, and I mean, it startles me. It wakes me up, and it seems like more than just normal settling. You know, houses freaking crack.
Yeah.
We have a 2-story house.
Okay.
It's got like a 6-car garage.
Okay.
It's, you know, that half underground, half kind of above ground.
Lori, how long have y'all been in the house?
Well, we've been in the house what year is it? Anyway, so we've been in the house about 6 years.
Okay. All right. So you're feeling like the noise is getting louder and louder.
No, it is.
Okay. No, you don't think it is. You know it is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's two things I want you to consider. We get a good number of phone calls this time of year moving into January with houses popping and squeaking, okay? And it has a lot to do with the big temperature variances we have during these particular days. It's just the building cooling off at night and contracting. It expands very slowly as the sun comes up and heats up. And then when the sun goes down, it cools off quicker than it heated up. And it's the building reacting to these temperature differentials. Generally. Generally.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Okay.
We just had all of our flooring redone with real hardwood.
Okay.
And also, in other parts, heavy 20x20 tile.
Okay.
So there's more weight than there was there before because we had carpet.
That's okay. That's okay.
Would that make it be any more of a contracting back and forth at all?
No. That shouldn't make any difference at all. And I'll tell you what what we ought to do is watch for stress structural cracks in, about, and around your property. And we'll do that by watching the soil immediately up against the house, the foundation stem wall coming up out of the ground, and the corners of all your doors and windows. Pay special attention to any doors that get hard to open or close, or any sliding windows that get hard to open or close. As long as we're not seeing any structural cracks, as long as none of those doors or windows are getting any worse, you're probably okay. But you know this, you can always call us back and I'll run up the hill and take a look at it.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.